And then Janie went back to writing one final Propertius poem. To try to finally persuade the slave trader to adore her. Only it didn't work. It's a very long poem. The scene is that Janie's finally died. And the slave trader, who finally fell in love with her, this is all in Janie's imagining, dreams of Janie. And this is the dream the slave trader has of Janie. So the first part and the last part of the poem, I'll try to indicate it with my voice, is the slave trader talking and describing the dream he had of dead Janie. It's called Ghouls. There are such things as ghosts. Death does not all things end. And pale yellow from vanquished even shades escape their graves. You see, Jane Mai was seen to lean over bed, though near the roar of just buried Broadway, as finally I was about to fall asleep, realizing love just dead, my bed the new reins of chill and pain. The same she had which she took with her to the grave, hairs. The same eyes, one side of her dress was burned. She had always worn on finger the ring its sapphire had eaten away fire. Surfaces deaths had turned black, her lips dirt. Breathing and animation, and these words she sent out, though thumb bones were rattling her hands. You lousy creep, though you're the best can hope for a girl. You already asleep? How can? Already you have forgotten our desperate crimes? By my that nocturnal worn-down window thefts, through which dropped down I to you by a rope, hanging how many times? By the other snaking around your neck hand. Often, our true love occurred publicly. Sex organs joined up, made hot skins our streets. Thou love partnership, thou silent, whose obviously lying promises, not hearing has torn the deaf wind to pieces. No man loved me, eyes dying. If you had loved me, I could have gotten one more day. Not even a priest gave a shit about my funeral, but a broken brick fell on my dead brains. You matter most of all. Who saw you bent over with grief at the funeral? Who saw your black clothes? Who saw you cry? If it pains you so much to leave the city even for a funeral, you could have at least told my death car to drive more slowly. Why did you pray? I know you hate me. The winds to rage over my grave. Why didn't my grave smell of perfume? Why didn't the most expensive roses in the world cover my putrefying body? And why didn't you get all the priests in the world to try to mollify the demons raging in the death room? You can't manage to do anything. You're a goon. This is what you gotta do. Lydamus, kill. Get white hot the knife. I saw how as from poison slush white the wine I drank, known as secretly covered up clever bitch the taste, let reveals tortures how she stank. She who up to a few days ago, cheap as they come, was selling her cunt the nights, and in gold and purple gowns is deigning to step on the dirt and is making my servants work their asses off, so they won't have time to remember even my appearance and her to curse. Just my poor Spitale brought to my tomb some flowers. Stuck pins in chains on shit has been the old woman. Is beaten up in Lalage by twisted hung hairs. Named because she dared my to mention. You let the whore burn up my picture, the gold, frame so you too could make some dough out of my funeral. Not nevertheless I pursue, although you deserve it, slave trader, for long in my reins were you. I swear I, by the fates, by no one able to be reversed, may death dog thus to me gently bark, that I was true to you. And if I'm lying, that most fearful in the world snake, my, will hiss at tomb, and on top of bones lie. The realm of death. There are two filthy homes obtained by lottery across the river. The crowd turned one way or the other rose across the water. One way, Clytemnestra's addiction draws or crushes. Counterfeit wood monster, bull cock, fuck sex. This is death. Something else besides horror exists. Lo, the other. Wreath part carried away, and by light ships seized. Running quick in the water, flying caresses where paradise's breeze is your breath bursting into flames, music, the blood veins, eyes, faster, like an orgasm growing and growing, burst abyss to endless sighs. I lie now in a witch's trance. Just from your glance, your breath is my breath. Andromeda and Hypermestre, who could love, tell us their stories.
I was an innocent girl, because my mother was jealous of me. She pinned my arms against these sharp, ice-bound crags, bruised me, and left me still alive. My father told me and my sisters to kill our husband. I couldn't because something in me shriveled and vomited. Then my father placed heavy chains around my thin knees.
Thus, by tears of death, we heal the loves of life. I've wept enough tears now. I can no longer see of your crimes the treachery. I'm just asking you one last thing. If you have any love at all left for me, if Clarid's coke hasn't made you mean. One. Nurse in her trembling no more desires, yours are claws. Parthene, she was competent and not avaricious. Please give her pleasure. And my nanny who loved her work, let her mirror not reflect a strange mistress. Two. Whatever songs you made in my name, burn them up. Fame can no longer be mine. Three. Just put on my tomb some ivy ripe with berries gently intertwining with vines, and branchy the East River where garbage spreads on cement. Never, thanks to Rockefeller, will money grow stale. Four, this epitaph, scribble on the middle of some wall. Scribble it so that even the dumbest coked-up businessman can read. Here lies Golden Janie, Golden City, whose dead body your gold feeds. Do not ever turn away from love's dreams. All existence has a golden sheen. This is what we call life. By an unstable...